Westwood One Radio Network. In an effort to clear some cap space on Monday, the Giants released a couple of big Blues fan favorites, veteran wide receiver Victor Cruz and running back Rashad Jennings. Cruz managed only one touchdown last year, while Jennings averaged just over 3 yards per carry. The move saved the G-men about $10 million in cap space. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo reports that the team will try and bring back potential free agent Jason Pierre-Paul. Appearing on the Today Show Monday, Patriots owner Robert Kraft said that he doesn't have a problem with some of his players missing the team's upcoming White House visit, saying, "This is America. We're all free to do whatever best for us." The NFL's top draft prospects are ready to show what they've got at this year's NFL Scouting Combine, and only NFL Network is there live. Complete coverage of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine starts Friday, March 3rd, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa know-how. If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on...
He lists... amateur tornado chaser on his resume.
Let me ask you, you got a death wish, son?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
5:04 in the afternoon, Players Club Hour number 2 on the 14th day of February. Singles Awareness Day, Valentine's Day, however you see it. I'm not big on the love music. I never have been a baby making music listed as a playlist type guy. But people are getting off work. Guys and gals are starting to make some of those final checks on their itineraries of everything they need tonight. The wine, the food, the flowers, the candles. Coon, you just, I don't care. Just hit a random, if it's a love song, I want it. And you just randomly scrolling, is that it? At least play it from the beginning.
No one else will do.
Maybe you're just out there and it's a normal day for you. Just a Tuesday. Wake up, brush your teeth, shower, work out, go to work.
Tell me how much you care.
Just know that, I'm going to speak for myself here, that we love each and every one of our listeners. I do, at least, Todd.
Well, yeah. I'd get every one of them a Valentine if I could.
Name the movie that comes to mind when you hear this song by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
No. I got Top Gun. I got nothing.
The answer I was looking for, at least, is Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore. I didn't see the puck go in Happy. The kiss. Nothing.
Sorry, no. It's been a while since I've seen that Adam Sandler movie. I know that.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. And I'll be seeing you.
Bob Barker.
Out in the parking lot, shooter. Shoot up. Coming up for hour number 3 of the program. Coon, what are you calling this? Sports Valentine memory game guessing? No? Do you actually have a name for it? Apparently
oh,
the APC.
That's cold.
The APC goes, do I have to hit the button now?
Yeah. Yes, Valentine's, Coon's going to come in here and we're going to have some wacky radio fun with Valentine's Day. Do you know how I know?
Cupid's arrow, yeah.
Do you know how I know baseball season is officially here?
Fresh cut grass and the sound of balls hitting bats.
Nope, we have our first confirmed strange injury of the season.
Somebody sneezed on the bus to the spring training facility. What is it?
No, slightly worse than that. It involves Kansas City Royals left-hander Brian Flynn, who the team announced is expected to miss 8 weeks after he fell through a barn roof at his Oklahoma residence. The Royals said today Flynn broke a rib and had 3 minor vertebrae fractures.
Ooh.
He was had a
2.60
ERA in 1 start and 35 relief appearances last season for the Royals. From July 31st to September 6th in 12 relief appearances, he didn't allow an earned run. And he's fallen through the roof of a barn, so he's going to miss 8 weeks. Baseball season is officially here. You got the Cubs reporting pitchers and catchers at their complex in Arizona. Joe Maddon said today that Kyle Schwarber is going to catch this year, but it's going to be Wilson Contreras as the everyday catcher with Miguel Montero as the backup. And they're also, they have 4 new, you know, Maddon and his sayings. There are 4 new sayings this year, apparently, for Maddon. One of them, he is big on authenticity. It's not really a saying, that's just a word. That's Cub, which is something that they used last year. Uncomfortable. Doesn't want the guys to get too comfortable. And then this is my favorite sports cliche of all sports cliche sayings. Don't forget the heartbeat. Hey, Tyler. I feel like we should have that hanging above the door to the office every day before we come in here into the studio. It's like 3:57. The gym class is coming out of a break and just wrapping up. And we're walking down the hallway to go into the... I see what you're doing there. You're pretending to have a heartbeat. What was the...
These are real children's heartbeats.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, remember the terrible PSA?
God,
not that it was a bad... Not that it's ever bad to bring public service announcements to people. I'm Ryan Tedder. Wasn't that from One Direction?
One Republic. I feel
sorry.
Again.
Yeah. These are actual heartbeats. Good God. I was warned by my former partner here on the station... He said, the stuff will burrow into your head. You will hear it at night in the middle of your sleep at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You will wake up.
Between that and it was the same time that they were running the same.
Russell Wilson, ask me about my app.
That, progressive, what's a bowling strike? Why is it the same as a baseball strike? Do you remember the other one? We used to just look at each other every time we heard it. Pizza company. National.
Oh, God, yes.
That's what you get into between the segments on the Afternoon Players Club. I'm sure our listeners right now, what the hell are they talking about? But if you've been with us since the beginning, you know some of these national ESPN ads that we get sometimes. Man, as TB said, they'll follow you to the bedroom, and you'll even hear them in your sleep.
Don't mention following people into the bedroom on Valentine's Day. You're going to get us in trouble.
Which reminds me, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't tell you about this because I knew you were automatically going to say no to it.
You're bringing the wheel back for a second day.
No, but...
That was my favorite Valentine yesterday. Will you be mine?
You're getting warm. We're bringing something back. I'll give you a hint.
You've got mail.
We got it about 3 weeks ago, so it might be dated. But,
well, what if the person needed the advice 3 weeks ago and now they don't need it anymore?
Oh, I've read the email three times.
Great backstory. Great setup there. Great backstory. Okay. You've read the email and you're just now mentioning it to me.
I have a feeling that you're going to need to provide a little.
Person must have really needed advice badly that you sat on it for 3 weeks.
Well, I figured it made
sense. Well, you've had your handful with the diet and everything. I understand that.
So. No, we're not doing it right now. No. No, Coon, no. Pull, draw. Put it back in your, in the holster. Todd's Dating Corner is going to be coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. This one's tricky. I thought about replying myself when we got it via email, and I thought, you know what? No, let's share with the class. So this sucker has been printed out and has been waiting just to be brought into the studio
there have been about,
for 7 o'clock.
There have been about 20 times today where I've wanted to bang my head against my desk so hard that I would suffer a concussion. This is now the 21st and 22nd consecutive back-to-back times. 319-366-1600, and apparently Todd's Dating Corner is coming up in hour number three of the program. We're going to talk a little bit more about Alshon Jeffrey and what the Bears should do with him, and Kuhn is going to come in here into the studio at some point here, I believe at the bottom of the hour, and quiz us about, what is the quiz? It's a Valentine's Day quiz, or it's a sports quiz about Valentine's Day?
Kuhn's got something cooking in his laboratory. He said he's going to explain when he joins us at the bottom of the hour.
Well, I got to, you know, before we get on to more pressing subjects here, I saw a trivia question and I thought I would pass this along to you, and maybe you'll get this, but there's one player in Major League Baseball who this season, he will become the only player ever to throw a pitch in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, Turner Field, and what's the new ballpark?
SunTrust Park. It's got to be Bart.
It's not Bartolo Colon.
What? Stay with it. No, I reset it. I want it again.
The last three homes of the Atlanta Braves. And Turner Field is 20 years old.
So that means he had to have been there in 94 before the strike, maybe 93.
You know what? Yeah, now that you say that, I'm going to have to fact check this. Now that you say it out loud, I feel as if I've got some bad information.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes you have to double and triple on that.
Maybe it was Bartolo Colon and the person had the answer wrong.
I'm just trying to think who has been in the league as long as Bart has. That is a hell of a nugget if this ends up being factual.
And, well, you know, like 80% of this program, it's not going to be. No, because this guy debuted in 2001. I don't know where this person got their trivia quiz. Someone told me it was R.A. Dickey. But that's not true because he didn't debut until 2001 in the big leagues.
R.A. Dickey was still at the University of Tennessee.
So unless you're going some sort of college game that he appeared in.
Yeah, maybe he pitched at Fulton County at Tennessee.
Well, here, I thought my Valentine's Day to you was going to be a little trivia question that you could use down the road.
Can I turn one on you?
You most certainly can.
All right. NFL.
Charles Oakley. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to talk about him momentarily. When I was sick, you guys tried to hammer out as much as you can about the oak tree.
Actually, we didn't really. It was there, and we didn't necessarily hammer it to death, much like I would like to do sometimes to myself on this program. But go ahead.
I'll just go ahead and give you a hint with your answer. One is active, one has retired. One is active, one has retired, okay?
Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
Carson Palmer just announced that he's coming back for another season of the National Football League.
Is that Duker on the phone? Okay. Yes, I'm listening. Palmer's coming back.
Besides, can you name both quarterbacks who have thrown more touchdowns in their career than Carson Palmer and never appeared in a Super Bowl?
Are they both? They're both active.
One's active, one's retired.
One's active and one's retired. Oh, no, he was in the Super Bowl. He just never won one. I was going to say Marino. That's not accurate at all.
More career touchdown passes than Carson Palmer and have never made it to the Super Bowl. One's active, one is retired.
Enlighten me.
I think you can get the retired.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend 45 minutes of dead air trying to...
No. Warren Moon is the retired.
Okay.
Never appeared in the Super Bowl. Think of active quarterbacks every year who throw a lot of touchdowns.
Well, Jay Cutler's out. He's also been in the Super Bowl, so that doesn't...
AFC.
Kuhn knows it. Let Kuhn answer.
Correct answer, Philip Rivers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And now I got people telling the 96 Olympic. Okay, yeah, right, after he left. But if you're going to give, people are calling, mentioning that Dickey was part of the 96 Olympic baseball team. I understand that, but can't you add that to part of the question?
Yeah, but that was, they played those games at Turner Field, not Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. So, well, that was like Jason Sobel from ESPN tweeting over the weekend that Jordan Spieth had become the youngest player to win kind of forgot about a guy by the name of Tiger Woods.
Now I'm sounding like the people who show up Thursday for trivia going, Ryder knows what the hell he's talking about. Because he didn't know. What? 517. I want to get to the Yoke Tree. God, what an embarrassment, really. And I understand that.
Are we talking about the last 15 minutes or are we talking about Charles Oakley and James Dolan?
What was so embarrassing about the R.A. Dickey? No. What was so embarrassing about handing
Someone gave me bad information, well, and then I passed it along to you.
Sometimes you get bad intel. It happens.
We had fake trivia.
Mm.
It's the worst kind of trivia.
You think the sales department's selling that right now? Bad trivia? Fake trivia?
Bad trivia. We ask the trivia question, and you have to give us the answer, and you get penalized if it's correct.
Uh-huh.
Eh, I don't know.
Embarrassment in my favorite professional sports franchises.
I'd say I'd like that idea, then it would never get off the ground.
They are, man, you got to stop with that, even when you make sense and it's good in my ear. Embarrassment follows hand in hand with some of my favorite professional sports franchises. Charles Wong ran the Islanders into the ground. They're still trying to pry them from the depths of Long Island, now Brooklyn. Ponzi schemes and Major League Baseball teams, and even owners who own football teams now running to do Trump's work across the pond. It just seems like everybody wants to do anything but try to run a successful organization in the New York metropolitan market. And then James Dolan, plus I've always been taught never trust a man who wears jewelry, like lots of jewelry. James Dolan has more bracelets of worship and praise on his wrist. He looks like Steven Tyler.
Really?
Because
in about
80s, 15
years from now, I can see you being the gold chain guy.
No, I'm not. None of that.
Two or three gold chains.
I'll do the Apple Watch and that's it.
Top three buttons undone on the Tommy Bahama shirt.
I don't have any chest hair that's going to pry through. Is that what you're trying to get at?
I'm saying you strike me as a gold chain type guy.
What took place last week between James Dolan and Charles Oakley, both sides are wrong.
Is this last week's news? Because that was another segment that I tried pitching a million years ago.
Well, no, because now that it's actually been, the cupboard's been open and we can actually have fresh ingredients, Adam Silver and Michael Jordan had to get together with James Dolan. Dolan has now lifted his ban for Charles Oakley to return to Madison Square Garden.
I wonder if that Dolan washes his hands after he comes out of the bathroom.
You're letting too much out of the bag.
Hey,
Charles Oakley still wants an apology from James Dolan. That's never going to happen. Listening to the owner of the Knicks go on New York Radio 98.7, the ESPN affiliate during the Michael Kay Show, and dip and dodge all of these questions from the New York media as well as the host, Don LaGreca, tried to ask him why the Knicks are so bad, and he just kept referring to Phil Jackson for those answers. Not wanting to part ways with the freak and the sideshow that has become the bearded lady, the strong man, the circus, and the big tent at Madison Square Garden, not breaking away from Phil Jackson and his plan of wanting to repair this team. And then Charles Oakley, one of the most beloved Knicks of all time, gets body slammed to the floor and is pleading with Madison Square Guard security not to pick him up and embarrass him in front of the viewing audience, who everybody clearly at that time had their attention on Oakley pushing security guards because the Knicks weren't doing anything on the damn floor against the Clippers to make things interesting. This is Charles Oakley. This is the Yoke Tree. Anybody, Bulls fans, Charles Oakley, former Chicago big man, who do you get traded for? Anybody? Bill Cartwright. There we go. Now, you got Charles Oakley now, who is a beloved Knick. Every Knicks fan loves Charles Oakley. He didn't take any garbage from big men down low during his tenure in New York. That run in 94 that ended in the NBA Finals to the Rockets. That was supposed to be the next 1 year they could actually win the NBA championship. And then Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, and that team that was ran by, who's the Rockets coach out here? Rudy Tomjanovich, found a way to pull it out from under them. Nobody's going to win in this situation. And all it's going to do is continue to have pies thrown in the face of the New York Knicks organization. Somebody told me over the weekend the poll question you guys had, and whoever came up with
I said which franchise was a bigger dumpster fire, a bigger joke, the Cleveland Browns or the New York Knicks?
Without question, it's the New York Knicks. 100%. You're the one who came up with it? Was it you? Yes or no?
Yeah, because it was topical.
I applaud you. That's a great question to ask. I applaud you because when you look at sports franchises where you want to show up wearing paper bags, it's the New York Knicks. Yet it makes no sense. This Knicks team could go 0-82 and the Garden would be sold out every night. The cameras would be panning the audience looking for the celebrities there. The Ben Stillers of the world, the Woody Allens of the world. Everybody shows up. Spike Lee's seat, he goes without mentioning, he's there every game. The product that's been on the floor for the Knicks, they've tried to put a winner, and they can never pull it off. And now you have this owner in James Dolan who, and you can't say that it's just James Dolan who does this, because not only does he own the Garden, not only did the Dolan family used to own the Cleveland Indians and they put a winner on the field, not only do the Dolans own the New York Rangers, and it seems the Blue Shirts are deep in the Eastern Conference playoffs every year in the NHL, you just have the wrong people running the ship and you have personalities that clash. But one of those personalities that was supposed to be forever protected because he did everything that was right and stood for everything that Knicks fans believed in, whether he has an alcohol problem or not, he decided that that particular night against the Clippers was going to be the night that he was going to hash things out with James Dolan on the floor in front of everybody at Madison Square Garden. And he was essentially cuffed, stuffed, thrown in the back of a paddy wagon, and then had to be booked at a precinct like he's a gangster from an old New York movie. MJ and Adam Silver have to come out and smooth things over. Charles Oakley, a man who doesn't forget anything. This guy, just watch how he played on the floor. Anytime Charles Oakley and a player that he had bad blood with met on the same floor, just in different uniforms, you best believe they hit rewind on the tape and they would show you the montage or the highlights of why Oakley and this guy didn't get along.
Nothing beats a good montage.
Remember Rick Schmitz from the Indiana Pacers?
Yeah.
Hated each other. And then Reggie Miller, he came in and had to do all Reggie Miller things. It was sad as a Charles Oakley fan to watch him scream like a child who isn't getting his Oreos in aisle 4. It's a mess. It's disgusting. But it made me think, and this is something we should have brought up if I wasn't sick weeks ago, that had to have been one of the top 5 things, maybe top 10 things I've ever seen on television, and then later through smartphones in 2017 and cameras in 2017 take place during a game. I want to know from you, what is the craziest thing that you've ever seen in person at a sporting event? 366-1600, plain and simple. You want to talk about a brawl? I want to hear about it. You caught people doing some no-no things under a blanket? I want to know about it. Charles Oakley, people losing their jobs trying to slow down the big man. James Dolan, he's lucky he didn't get the Dolan's bodyguards. Those guys who sit in street clothing who are about 5'10", but have 12th-degree jiu-jitsu belts or whatever the hell they were talking about. Some of the New York Post articles I was reading. James Dolan, man.
Those IPs got unblocked?
5:26.
Now, can we get the breaking news sounder? Alex, can we get breaking news? The text line is always there for us.
Okay.
Sometimes I wish that they were there with the life raft a little bit sooner. But the text line is reminding us that the 1996 Olympic Games, the baseball games, were played at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium because Turner Field was part of the larger, remember it was an 85,000 seat Olympic Stadium.
Right.
They didn't play the baseball games at Turner Field. It was repurposed as the home of the Braves after the Olympics. So R.A. Dickey, as a member of the 96 Olympic team, pitched at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Then he pitched at Turner Field and now will pitch for the Braves at SunTrust Park. So the trivia question, I guess, technically is true, even though he was not in the major leagues in 1996. That's what they call the circle of life.
Judges, are you going to allow this? I mean, okay.
You going to use that? That's my Valentine's Day gift to you. I just, I gave you a piece of trivia. What
you
do with
me
it?
A piece of trivia. What you gave do the listeners?
Yeah,
show
what I
Thursday.
Gave the listeners was seven reasons to change the station.
Well, then they won't get a big board update.
But the good news is, if you change the station on the FM dial, you might run across one of our other stations that we own. You mentioned it. Time now for a Midwest One Bank big board update. Iowa adding two members to Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff today. North Dakota State offensive coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois assistant Kelton Copeland will join the Hawkeyes. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as the team's new offensive line coach, while Copeland will serve as the wide receivers coach and work with special teams as well. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak, he's been with us on the program before, was the first to report that Polasek would be heading to Iowa City. It was his offense that helped defeat the Hawkeyes 23-21 last September. Iowa confirmed the moves today shortly after 4 o'clock. As for North Dakota State, well, they replaced Polasek with former Iowa State offensive coordinator and Waterloo native Courtney Messingham. Messingham, who was the final offensive coordinator for Paul Rhodes in Ames, has spent the last two seasons as the offensive coordinator at Montana State. There are three games on tap in the Big Ten tonight. Rutgers is at number 16, Purdue. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off on the BTN. Ohio State takes on Michigan State at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And Penn State travels to Nebraska. That's an 8 o'clock BTN game as well. Boys high school basketball on the way for you. All three frequencies tonight shortly before 7:30. Iowa City West travels north on 380 to take on Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Our very own Scott Unash will be on the call, and hopefully Scott does something very nice for his wife to make up for the fact that on Valentine's Day, he's calling a high school basketball game. Although, and you and I know Scott very well,
yeah,
he does have two true loves. One of them is Christy, his wife, and the other is calling high school sports. So hopefully he does something to make up for the fact that he's spending time with his other true love tonight.
What are some of the most outrageous things you've seen in person at a sporting event? Thank you, 0668. Roseanne and Tom Arnold at an Iowa football game.
They were a lovely couple.
In 98, 29, 22 writes, I was in the Iowa student section at a football game when someone threw a cup of urine at a loud Badger fan. Oh, boy. 0145, 1988 at Old Comiskey, me and my buddy were in left field giving Sammy Sosa grief before he was, well, Sammy Sosa. The only other two people in the entire outfield seating were a couple, and they were literally having relations. Old Comiskey, late 80s. I'm sure Unash could tell me all the stories.
That was before the White Sox decided to trade Sammy Sosa for George Bell. And Ken Patterson. People forget Ken Patterson was involved in that. Yeah, it was a terrible trade. It turned out awful. The Cubs, by the way, have no inclination of, I think, ever welcoming Sammy Sosa back into the organization. But there are rumors right now that they're looking at bringing Mark Grace back into some sort of position because he's currently out of a job. I think he's doing some TV work for the Diamondbacks, or was, but rumors that Mark Grace may be coming back to the Cubs in some capacity.
Coon, you ready to do this? I want my heart thumping over what you have planned for us here on Valentine's Day. Talk sports, but also show love. It's the best of both worlds here on the Afternoon Players Club. We still have rider tickets we got to give away.
Hardy.
You know what I'm thinking, right?
You do it right now?
You're thinking, well, no, we can't do it. We can't do it right now because they haven't played the music. If they played the music, then we would have played.
I thought you meant because Coon was coming into this. Hey, it's
that's
Bruce.
Coon, that's on me. I told you to come in, and then you, okay. Todd, tell them what they got to do.
319-366-1600. Caller number six. You're going to win tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena later this month. Caller number six, 319-366-1600.
That's
of course,
a week of Friday.
Riders. Full schedule and more available at their website, which is RiderTownUSA.com.
We're going to come back. We'll have our winner.
You should buy that URL. Change the spelling.
We're going to have Alex Coon help us out with a little Valentine's Day love. On your Eastern Iowa ESPN Radio, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp. So we head towards the bottom of the hour, Sports Center. It's being brought to you by our friend Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. celebrating 12 years of service. 107.5, 106.3. Including 1600 AM KGYM.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Somehow it just doesn't seem right that a guy named Love would need surgery on Valentine's Day. Kevin Love of the Cavaliers will be out for 6 weeks after a scope on his left knee this morning. Cleveland is on the road to play the Timberwolves tonight. Channing Frye will get the start in place of Love. The NBA trade deadline is 9 days away. Today, the Raptors get Serge Ibaka in a deal with the Magic. Orlando will get Terrence Ross and a first-round pick in June. Ibaka could become a free agent after the season. The ban keeping former Nick Charles Oakley out of Madison Square Garden has now ended, but Oakley says he doesn't plan on going to the Garden again anytime soon. Bulls forward Jimmy Butler is back with the team tonight against the Raptors. He missed 3 of the last 4 games with a heel injury. The Montreal Canadiens today fire head coach Michel Therrien and replace him with Claude Julien. Just a week ago, Julien was fired by the Bruins after 10 seasons. And Royals reliever Brian Flynn will be out for 8 weeks after falling through a barn roof. He has a broken rib and 3 fractured vertebrae.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hear that? That's your engine telling you something. To never settle. Because good enough has never been good enough. And your engine knows it. So give it Valvoline Full Synthetic for an unsurpassed level of protection. Listen to your engine and never settle. Choose Full Synthetic from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Samsung kitchen appliances aren't just beautifully designed, they're beautifully priced, too.
Yeah, well, how beautiful are we talking here?
Up to $1,500 off a 4-piece kitchen package.
That is beautiful.
And you can purchase in-store now.
Samsung. Bring it home. Offer valid February 8th through March 8th, 2017 at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Napa Know How.
You can start a car with a bad taillight. You can start a car with a busted radio. Heck, a car can start with an astonishing number of broken parts. But a bad battery? You're going nowhere. So go with the Napa Legend Battery. Now with up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. $20 back and a battery you can trust? No wonder they call it a legend. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
He's a man who's conquered many mountains, if you count the ones on the side of his beer can.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains?
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYN.
At 5:38 in the afternoon, Players Club continuing. Pile on in hour number two of the APC, 1600 AM, the historic main gym with the north and south gyms found on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. John in Cedar Rapids, Todd. He's going to be in-house coming up a week of Friday to see the Riders take on Team USA as we're almost near the final quarter post of the USHL season. Rider tickets available, RiderTownUSA.com, TB.
Very nice. John, we'll have another pair of tickets for our listeners tomorrow if we still have jobs. 319-366-1600. That's the number to reach us here. We have a war, by the way, going on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, actually not involving a direct fire. But one of the 3530, one of our favorite texters, took a shot at former associate producer Sam Kinsley for perhaps not having a job in California because he's always listening to the program and texting us.
Right.
And I took a screenshot. Don't worry, 3530, I crossed out your phone number, so Sam does not have access to it.
Well, 3530 seems like the type of guy who would be like, bring it. He seems like a bring it guy.
Kinsley came guns blazing in a text back to me.
Okay.
He was not happy. And he would like 3530 and everybody else to know that he has a job in California.
We all know what he does for a living, too. He works as a cameraman.
And he was heading there as he was sending me the text.
Yeah, there you go.
He actually works for a major sports radio network. Not the four-letter one that we're affiliated with.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Is this 2 days in a row where I'm Don't stepping get comfortable. In here and doing some wacky radio stuff?
I'll make you a deal. If you continue to keep putting in as much hard work as you have been the last 2 days in the building, you can come and sit in that chair all you want. I have an open invite for you, Producer Kuhn, if you just keep busting your rear end. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? What are you in the... I don't know if you have a girlfriend.
I don't.
I should know this.
I think I'm going to go spend all that money that I would spend on a girlfriend on myself.
That's a poll question, by the way, today, KGYMRadio.com. How much money did you spend on your significant other today? Your options are under $20, somewhere between $20 and $50, somewhere between $50 and $100. And keep in mind, if you're going out to dinner... Roll that in there.
Between 20 and 50 is leading the way with 75% of the vote.
How many people are saying over 100?
Zero.
Zero, you cheapskates. Come on. Come on. Well, you know, why am I not surprised? Come on, big spender.
Yeah, right.
You still got time.
Right. What do you got for us, Kuhn?
Emil's Hideaway, by the way, the sponsor for the poll question.
Well, I thought that we should bring back a segment that you guys have done in the past. It's called Who Am I? And I want to do a Valentine's Day edition of Who Am I? So I have 10 people in the world of sports with names that are very Valentine's Day-esque. You hear these names and you just think, all right, Valentine's Day. I'm not going to give any of the names away, but there's a chance that Michael Olowokandi would make this list. He's not on the list.
Okay.
That's a right. giveaway.
All right.
Corey Hart is not on this list, but you get the gist of it, right?
Okay.
So
I do. Who do you want to go
give
first?
I'm going to give you clues, and I have I have in between 5 to 6 clues for each person.
All right.
And I'll start with the most difficult clue. And then I'll get easier as you guys don't know who the person is. So,
that's cool.
So Tyler, right, I'm going to start
with you. That's cool that you think we're going to suck at this and not know who the people are.
With some of them, I think you'll get it right away. All right. The others will take a couple of clues. All right, so I'll start with you, Tyler. All right, this Lake Oswego, Oregon native is still hated by Oregon fans for spurning the Ducks as he went to play his college basketball for Ben Hallen and the UCLA Bruins.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's the first clue,
Tyler. Where is he from? Oswego?
Lake Oswego,
Lake
Oregon.
Lake Oswego, Oregon.
I'm drawing a blank.
Clue? Kevin Love, right?
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Now I've stolen the board. Do I get to spin the dice?
No, it's no? Todd. It's Todd's board. Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, Todd, I got one just for
Kevin
you.
Kevin Love is from Oregon.
If you get this on the if you get this on the first try.
Is it Bo Hart?
Actually, it is not.
Ow.
Do you think Bo Hart's going to make it, but Corey Hart's not going to make it?
This 232 career hitter was traded to the White Sox from the Braves as part of the Javier Vasquez and Boone Logan deal.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's the easy one.
232 from the White Sox to the Braves?
All right, from the Braves to the White Sox.
From the Braves to the White Sox. Valentine's Day themed.
That is clue number one. If you would like clue number two, I can give you clue number
two.
Wait a second. I don't get to steal it if he doesn't know it?
Okay, I mean,
I didn't know there were multiple clues. I apologize.
There is clue number two.
Oh, I would have. I know who it is. It's Valentine's Day-esque, right?
Yes.
I bet you the guy shares the same first name that I do.
Tyler Flowers.
Tyler Flowers. That's mine, boy.
All right, Tyler. This former right-handed Major League Baseball pitcher...
Is he a Met?
...is on one of only three Yale Bulldogs to make the Major League since 1984.
No! Wait, you repeat the question. I got peanut gallery over here. Try it again.
This former right-handed Major League Baseball pitcher is one of only three Yale Bulldogs to make the Major League since 1984. That's clue number one.
You're ridiculous, Coon. You are ridiculous.
Oh my, what is
ice? But you have a Jets related one for him too? Jesus, come on. Give him clue number two.
No.
All right, clue number two.
Oh, you know it?
I know who it is.
Oh, who is it?
It's Ron Darling.
Okay.
All right, Todd.
Bo Hart.
This spunky Creswell, Oregon native broke the major league record in 2003.
This is Oregon trivia?
He hit 460 in his first 10 major league baseball games.
Okay, what was that again? I was being a smartass. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll just skip the Oregon part.
No.
This spunky Creswell, Oregon native broke the major league record in 2003, where he hit 460 in his first 10 major league games.
Bo Hart.
You got it.
It's Bo Hart. I knew that.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, you ready for this one?
Keep going.
Was the first round pick of the Denver Nuggets in 1994.
I'm going to need more. Unless Todd can steal.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. No?
No. Was traded in 1996 to the Indiana Pacers, where he spent 7 seasons.
Nuggets to Pacers. Oh, Jalen Rose. Where's your head at today, Ryder? You know that.
All right, Todd. Began his coaching career in 1970 as the defensive line coach at Western Kentucky.
Okay.
All right, number two. Spent 4 seasons as the Cleveland Browns head coach, where in 2007, he led them to what is still their only 10 win season since 1994.
That would be Romeo Crennel.
That would be correct. All right, Tyler.
Okay.
This guy was the 2016 AP College Basketball Player of the Year.
Oh my! The pressure's on, man. Who won the AP Player of the Year last year? Um, Oh my God. Wasn't Buddy Hill? No. People thought Buddy Hill was going to win it. Who beat Buddy Hill last year? Give me a second clue. I can't. Unless Todd can steal. God, I should know that. It just happened. I don't know.
He is currently averaging 3.4 points per game for his NBA team. He was drafted in the first round.
Of course he was. He wouldn't have been the 2016 NBA. Todd, can you steal?
I'm drawing a blank.
So
on
am
this
I. Well. I was supposed to be Buddy Hill, but he didn't win it.
Average 19.2 points per game, 7.5 rebounds for a Big Ten school.
Oh, my God. Denzel Valentine. God bless America.
Easy there, Lady Gaga.
All right, Todd, I'm going to go to the golf world for this one.
I had to dig deep
because I didn't know if...
Okay. Davis Love III.
2013 inductee into the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Davis Love III.
All right.
Is it Davis Love
it
III?
It is not. Was the PGA Player of the Year
Can
in 91.
Can I phone a friend? Because I think I know two people who would know this.
And 92. And actually, I asked Mark this one earlier today, and he didn't get it. Scott got it right away.
Yeah.
His lone major victory came in 92 when he won the Masters. And if you still can't get this, I got a...
Former Masters winner.
Yep. His first name is Fred.
Oh.
Fred Couples.
All right.
I like
Tyler.
Davis Love III better.
I'm pretty sure we're tied right now because we've both stolen one. So how many do you have left?
We have two left.
All right. So, okay, let's put it on the line right here.
All right. We'll go with...
All the fun of the 6 o'clock showdown without winning anything.
All right, Tyler. This McDonald's All-American was named the Big Ten Newcomer of the Year for the 2015-2016 season.
Last year, came onto the scene. Todd, can you steal? Give me another clue.
Is it Charles Oakley?
After averaging 12.5 points.
No, okay.
During his freshman season, he declared for the NBA draft. He was selected by the New Orleans Pelicans and was part of a draft night trade to the Los Angeles Clippers.
Is it Diamond Stone?
It is. I guess we're playing for the tie.
Or I could steal for the win.
All right, Todd, this Gladewater, Texas native was a defensive backs coach in the Big Ten before making the move to the NFL where he coached linebackers under Tony Dungy.
Okay, gonna need the second clue.
After three successful years as a defensive coordinator for an NFC West team, he coached an NFC North team to a Super Bowl appearance.
Lovie Smith.
That is correct.
So, it's fives. What do we win? Go to a bonus question. The answer is Davis Love III.
The answer is Davis Love III. Okay. I'm trying to think on the fly who we could go with.
Derek Rose.
Ellis Valentine.
Bobby Valentine.
Oh, well, I was going to say coach what in Japan. And
he
then with the
too.
Boston Red Sox.
Did that too.
Okay. Yeah. I wish this...
Was that
I'll
difficult?
I'll learn from my mistakes. I have to have a tiebreaker question just in case we tie.
We do every time on the showdown.
Was the number...
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
We have one at the ready.
On the fly? All right, here we go.
Was the number one pick the year that Todd Bromelcamp graduated high school?
What was his name again?
1998.
Was number one pick? What sport?
What sport?
The NBA. Sorry, in the NBA draft.
Michael Olowokandi.
Yes.
You already said it. That doesn't count.
Yes!
You can't.
Yes!
Just seeing if you were paying attention.
Jeez.
I remember we talked about that on NBA draft night.
Get out of the studio.
Here's a little Cool in the Gang going out for you. You're listening to 95.1 Rob FM. No, you're not. You should be.
Davis, so I love the
flirt. It's my second bonus point. I'm going to get bonus points for mentioning Rob, and I'm going to get a bonus point for mentioning Davis Love the Third. Coon's
nicely
a little,
done. Nicely
Coon's
done.
Coon's too young for an Ellis Valentine question. And so am I when you stop and think about it.
Man, Denzel Valentine, Diamond Stone, like, come on, man.
So before we started this,
yeah,
there was a reference to Michael Olowokandi here in the studio. Otherwise, I never would have pulled that name in a million years.
I'm going to be honest with you, I couldn't remember what year you graduated high school.
Well, Coon couldn't remember how to pronounce my name. Yeah, so well, it's, hey, we're all even.
Yeah,
we're all even.
Can I put you on the spot?
You want another Midwest One Bank Big Board update? Let's start with the news of the day. I just won that segment. I humiliated myself is what I did. Iowa has added not one but two members to Kirk Ferentz's coaching staff. Former North Dakota State offensive coordinator Tim Polasek and Northern Illinois assistant Kelton Copeland will be joining the Hawkeyes. The 37-year-old Polasek will serve as Iowa's new offensive line coach. He, of course, replaces Brian Ferentz, who is the new offensive coordinator. And Copeland will serve as the team's wide receivers coach. He'll also work with special teams. WDAY Radio's Jeff Kolpak in North Dakota was the first to report Polasek would be heading to Iowa City. North Dakota State beat Iowa 23-21 last September. The moves were officially announced by Iowa Today shortly after 4 o'clock. Still one opening on the staff, but they can't technically fill it until the NCAA rule goes into effect in April when the Hawkeyes will add a 10th coach. As for the Bison, former Iowa State offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham will replace Polasek as the OC in Fargo. The Waterloo native has spent the past two seasons as the offensive coordinator at Montana State. Three games on tap tonight in the Big Ten, one of them featuring a top 25 team as number 16 Purdue hosts Rutgers. Michigan State welcomes Ohio State to the Breslin Center, and Penn State is at Nebraska. Boys high school basketball's on the way for you tonight. All three frequencies. Cedar Rapids Jefferson takes on Iowa City West. Number one ranked Iowa City West.
I was there with you. I really thought a Davis Love the Third question was going to come up. But Fred Couples, talk about your curveball. Talk about your curveball.
Now you could have gone, we could have turned it a little blue. We could have made like a stubby clap reference or some sort of other VD-related Valentine's Day. But no, Coon kept it clean. It's a family show. You remember Stubby Clapp. He was a former Cardinal. Was he a teammate of Bo Hart's? I knew coming in Bo Hart. And Coon used to live in Oregon. So he went a little Oregon heavy. Can't believe you didn't get the Kevin Love one right out of the gate. But then again, I didn't know that there were multiple. I thought it was just you got one hint and that was it.
Right. And I didn't know Kevin Love was from Oregon.
The UCLA part is where I
I knew that, but I wasn't thinking Kevin Love either, so the obvious ones. So what did we learn today? I couldn't get Kevin Love at UCLA, but I could tell you about Diamond Stone, a guy who spent 30 games with the Maryland Terrapins before he decided that he was just going to jump ship and go to the NBA. Diamond Stone, based on how his career started off in the association, probably wishes he was still in College Park helping that Terrapins team towards a regular season Big Ten championship. All right, we got to get to hour number three of the program. I want to talk Alshon Jeffrey. Bears fans, he is in danger of leaving town. What say you? What number 17 back? We'll talk about it next.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers.